Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. Crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
I'll leave it on in the background.
I feel I need to Google this to see if the guy from LFO is dead.
I think he is. Okay, hi. Welcome. Hi.
I'm pretty sure this guy is dead. I'm like 99% sure.
Sing or die. That's
yes. Yeah, I was right.
Welcome hi. To Mama's Hello.
Where we talk about dead people.
Someone died.
No. Sorry. For reference, for context.
We're talking about
the singer from LFO because today I decided, actually on the way over here,
Wait. My name is Vanessa.
Oh yes.
And with me, as always, is Stephanie.
Hello.
And Christy.
And we have a lot to talk about this week, so we invited our very special friend,
Missy!
Missy's back!
Hey!
Hey!
Mary, I'm touching your stuff.
He's like 5 weeks behind on us, so he's not going to hear this for like a month and a half.
He's going to be like, what did you touch?
I'm not telling.
There's a piece of something that is no longer in the office.
No, I'm not stealing
it. It's in the office. It's just not where it was.
As my finger.
Forget about that. Now I just want Neri to search his office.
So who died?
The singer. Okay. So the sing. So we're listening to this.
It's my lighter, guys. It's my lighter.
So the reason that we're listening to this is because on the way over here, I had a song stuck in my head and I listened to it and I'm like, I should make a playlist of all these like early 2000s.
It's a pretty amazing playlist
songs.
So far.
And the song that was stuck in my head, I'm trying to pull it up. Hang on one second.
So
we've been here for a little while. Just talking about music.
Making playlists.
And making playlists. This is a song that was stuck in my head earlier. And thus was born my 2000s playlist. So if you want to subscribe to my 2000s playlist on Spotify.
Can we share a link to that?
I don't know. But anyway.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Miranda shares a link.
You're absolutely correct. Hold on. I will figure it out. I'll figure it out. Share right here. We'll share it to the
world I can do until you're back here, baby.
I'm not singing along.
Miss you, want you, need you so until you're back here, baby.
I'm singing away from the mic.
So my
mic around.
We'll link this into
could never be a performer that
we'll link
needs
this
a microphone.
Onto the Mama's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and stuff so that you guys can follow my playlist if you want to, because it's a fun playlist. So it'll The music will be on in the background.
What? And we were saying, as the girl on TV was from LFO was
right,
playing.
That's what I'm like, why are we bringing this up?
That Steph was like, I think the lead singer passed away. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And I looked it up and he did, back in like 2010.
Oh, okay.
So a long time ago.
I can't. I'm going to be singing the whole time. So.
Okay, I'll take it off.
No, I like
this
it.
What I can do. So do I take it off or
no,
not?
No, leave it fine. Leave it. Look, that's fine.
Yeah. Just play your...
No, they didn't. Oh, it's... I'm not going to do that.
It's sealed. I wouldn't do it. That.
Please hold.
That's just Missy touching stuff.
Missy's touching stuff. Missy's touching things.
Okay, so what are we drinking?
So do we want to get into... Okay, yeah. Talk about the wine and then...
Yes. Okay, so today we are drinking... Boggle Vineyards. It's a vintage from 2014.
It's 3 years old.
It's a Merlot.
It's a Merlot, guys. It was my turn, so I thought, you know what? We need a Merlot because
we got to keep the name in there.
Fucking Mama's a Merlot, guys. So yes. So we're drinking a Merlot, and so far, I think we're all enjoying it. Is that safe to say?
I mean, we opened up, we bought two bottles. Vanessa bought two bottles of this, and the first one was not so great, but this one's better, so.
It was not the, yeah, and
it was just a bad bottle. Not that the wine itself was bad.
It was a bad bottle, because if the wine was bad, then both of them would have been bad.
Right. As a resident cheap pink wine drinker, I like it.
Pink wine.
What's the cheapest pink wine? You guys have never seen the shit Miami Girl said.
But I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, we've mentioned it enough, it's on you.
Yeah, it's your fault. So do you want to do kid stories quickly before we get into our main topic of tonight?
Okay, that's just going to go off because
I have a couple of kid stories. Does anybody have anything
I
like monopolize the time?
Well, no, it's not a long story, so it'll be quick. No, because today Nathan went to, while I was working, Nathan went to a birthday party at one of these like bouncy jumping places.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently... because Jeff took him with his mom since I was at work. And apparently...
Good job, Jeffrey.
Yes, he did. And, like, those places are sometimes kind of awesome because the birthday parties are in and out 2 hours, you're done.
And then they're exhausted.
So, but apparently, when they brought him in, he wanted nothing to do with the bouncy stuff. He just wanted to go straight to the arcade.
Okay.
And apparently they spent, like, a good, like, hour and a half just playing in the arcade. Then finally, at the end... He decides he wants to bounce some. And then when it was time to go.
When it's time to leave.
Yeah. So when it was time to leave, they were ready to go. And Jeff's like, you don't understand what has happened. And I'm like, what? He just apparently started screaming bloody murder that he wanted to stay. But it wasn't that he was screaming because he wanted to just stay and bounce. But it was what he was saying.
I know, ma'am.
So apparently Jeff goes that Nathan started screaming, no, I don't want to go. I need to bounce higher.
Aww.
I want to bounce higher.
He's really motivated in life, and that's very important.
That is very important.
But like, he was like, you don't understand. Like, it was.
That's really cute, though.
It's adorable.
That's so cute. Like,
it wasn't, no, I don't want to go. It's, I need it.
Aww.
We saw... That reminds me, Dave and I, years ago, I don't even think we were married yet. We were at Target, and we saw...
Why are we not at Target?
A little girl... surprise. We saw a little girl, like, holding some, like, tacky-as-fuck belt, and her mom was, like, trying to take it away from her, and the little girl was sitting there going, "Pero necesito!"
For our English-speaking mamas, it means, but I really need it.
And I need it now. While when we want to buy something or whatever, we'll look at each other and we'll go,
that's hilarious.
That's awesome. Oh my
Sounds
God, that's so great.
Appropriate. Totes. Appropriate.
Totes.
I don't have kids, so pass.
I've been trying to transition Link into a big boy bed because...
Oliver has a full-size bed now.
Well, I have a...
It's a really cool bed.
It is.
We have his crib, and then we have like a futon in there also. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying, before I actually commit to buying a full size bed, I'm trying out the futon first.
Which makes sense.
And the first night we did it, he came barreling into our room at 1:30 in the morning going, "Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Papa." And I was like, "No,
Shut
bro.
The fuck up.
We hadn't even gone to bed yet. We were still, we were up like, Dave bought, Mario Kart 8. And no, don't roll your eyes, because I actually really like it, and I'm playing it all the time. I love Mario Kart. Like I told Dave, like there are very few video games I actually am into.
If you follow the, was it the What's Up Bro podcast that shared it on Instagram? There's a picture of Mary, Jeffrey, David, and Stephanie playing Mario Kart on my TV. It's very sweet.
All right. Well, didn't you? I think it was yesterday. It was the day before yesterday. Excuse me. That you guys were like, Jeff, what are you doing?
Yeah. Because you can get, it's like you can get online and play with friends.
So, Jeff's sitting next to the best.
Mary's hotel didn't have Wi-Fi, so he couldn't play.
Well, it did have Wi-Fi, but the Switch wasn't giving him the option to put in a Wi-Fi password, so it couldn't connect to the Wi-Fi.
Got it. But it was great because, like, Jeff's, like, I am not a video game player. I am a watcher. It's weird. I just like to watch the stories or the stuff. So, like, Jeff's like, oh, I'm going to play with Dave and Steph. I'm like, oh, that's nice. He goes, do you want to play? No.
Yeah, well, David went in the, into the chat and was like, Christy, play with us.
I'm the same way as Christy. Like, I before we had kids, I would watch Neri play video games all the time. I would sit on my computer and he would play video games and we'd spend hours like that.
Well, like, Assassin's Creed is my favorite thing in the world. Like, I love that video game no matter what. And I've played it, like, once for, like, 20 minutes and that's it.
Yeah, I don't like these 3D worlds. I get lost and then I have no idea where I'm going. I like Super Mario Brothers. I like the flat. Like
you like up what that's called a platformer.
Yes, that's what I like.
You give me Tetris or Super Mario Brothers or Super Mario Brothers 2 and 3. Because I even like 2 even though it sucks.
Oh, John Mayer, you douchebag.
I love John Mayer.
Listen.
I love him, but he is a douche.
No, he's an asshole.
Oh, he's a total douche. But watch him when he goes on stage with the guitar and like a tank top and you see all those tattoos appear and you're like,
I went to a super.
I'm not saying I wouldn't let him get a piece. I'm saying.
Like, he could get it. But he's a douche.
I would.
You're so generous that you would give John Mayer. Right? Because he can't get anybody else.
You know what? It's all about equal opportunity, Stephanie.
It's just like, no, but let me tell you that we, Jeff got us tickets, like, either for free or, like, for, like, $10 or $20, like, when we first started dating. And he's like, I'll take you. It's okay. Like, we'll go. And all of a sudden, he's, like,
I
on
guess
stage.
I'll take you.
No, he was like, you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, that's, yeah, I like John Mayer.
I was at that show.
Oh, my God, how funny. And we go, and all of a sudden, like, he takes off his shirt, and he's just in, like, a tank top. And I go, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Great. Like, he sounds just like how he records. So, like, there's nothing edited about him.
No, and Jeff was really impressed because he did, like, some guitar work.
Well, Dave loves him. He actually has a side project called the John Mayer Trio, which is a blues trio. And he's, like, Dave loves, like, a great guitarist because Dave's a guitarist. So he loves John Mayer's side project work with that because he's great, actually. So speaking of concerts, Missy and I went to Metallica last night.
Not together, but we were in the same stadium at the same time.
We had a bunch of friends that were there.
Yeah, it was an amazing concert.
Yeah, everybody on my Instagram was at that concert.
There
was
a lot of people that were there.
And then there was, like, two that were at, is it Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney was also last night, yeah.
So it was like Metallica, Paul McCartney, Metallica. I'm like, where the fuck are the kids? I want to see everybody's kids and the Suckerlins.
Paul McCartney,
like, that's
was
all
here last night?
Yeah, Paul McCartney and Metallica were the same night.
We did not know this. Yeah. Jeff's dad would have loved that.
Yeah. Paul McCartney was in American Airlines and
it was probably like $8,000.
Probably. Metallica was at Hard Rock.
It's probably like $8,000. Mm-hmm.
Great concert. Childhood dream come
true. I'm not a huge Metallica fan. We had got the tickets super last minute and yesterday was my dad's birthday.
Yeah, we were supposed to record last night and it's Saturday now. Oh, thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. Look, if we would have recorded last night, I would have gone to the concert. Missy wouldn't have been able to be here.
That's true.
I mean, I could still drop. I know where she lives. I could come whenever I want.
But you would have been at the concert as the point.
Oh, yeah, true.
So, anyway, so...
So, for real, thank you.
One of David's friends called. He was like, hey, I have extra tickets. I've been meaning to sell them and I never did. Like, do you and Steph want to go? And I told David, I was like, just get him and go with my dad. Yesterday was my dad's birthday and I've been trying to get him the tickets, whatever. When I told my dad I had gotten the tickets, he was like, look, I really appreciate it, but I'm really tired and have a lot of things to do. Like, I don't know that I'm going to be able to go. And I was like, okay, fine. So I told Dave, I'm like, you know what? I'll just go with you. Avenged Sevenfold opened up for them and I actually do like them.
Oh, I like them a lot.
So, and they were great. That guy's super hot.
That
guy is super hot.
Super hot.
Yes, I agree.
Super.
I agree.
It was really hot Well, he was hot. And
oh, no, but it was like hot.
It was really hot.
It was then, like a fucking oven in that studio.
And I don't know if you experienced this because I think your seats were center. We were on the side.
Yeah, we were center.
And I easily, I was like, every woman in this stadium is outnumbered 20 to 1 mm-hmm. for dudes.
I wasn't even there, and I'm like, mm-hmm.
There's a guy in front of us who I feel overpaid for his ticket because he should have just been down in the general admission area in a mosh pit. Instead, he paid $200 and
sit.
Was right. No, he stood, and then he would get so into it that he would start thrashing. And at one point, he was bent over and violently punching the empty chair in front of him. And I looked at Danny and I was
like...
Have
you never been in a mosh pit, Christy?
Yes, but...
No. I've never been in one. I've seen one.
I've never been in one. But I've seen one happen right next to me.
But I've never seen anybody just punch a random chair.
Like, violently. And then I looked at Danny and he's like, he's just into the music. I go, no, I understand, but why do you pay so much? He could have just been down in the pit and had more fun, I think.
Right.
He could have
let loose for real.
Moshed, as the kids say.
Or there's a restraining order against him being in the mosh pit.
Something.
Possibility.
And he kept yelling, motherfucking Metallica! Over and over again. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Was he alone? Did he have a person with him?
No, he had a skinny white girl with him.
Oh.
I don't know if they were married. She was probably trying to earn points. But I really enjoyed the concert. It was a dream come true. They're a great band. And next week, I'm going to Peter Frampton.
Oh, that's cool. I love Peter Frampton.
I have like 6 months of nonstop concerts. Yeah. Nice. I'm so excited.
Well, my next four concerts are with you. So,
yeah.
Concerts. I haven't gone to a concert in a while.
I never go to concerts. Usually the concerts that I went to were... Like Avenged Sevenfold, I went because Danny got me into the band. But generally speaking, I used to go just to be a good wife, but I'm on strike, so. But the next 6 months of concerts are 95% all me, except right. for the Nicky Jam concert, which if you like him, that's great, Ooh. But it's a birthday gift. Yeah. Nicky Jam is reggaeton.
¿Qué?
Yeah.
Nicky Jam.
No.
I know who he is.
I could play you music, but
I don't do that.
Your ears will bleed.
No, my ears will bleed. I don't do that.
Anyway, kid stories.
Vanessa. Oh, so.
Oh, I didn't even finish mine, but it's okay. Don't worry.
So this week, Sophie's been like. Tired. Like the last couple of days, she hasn't been wanting to go to summer camp. Like, she'll be perfectly fine at home while we're getting ready to go. She's like, we're going to school, whatever. We'll get in the car, and she's like a light switch. Like, she just turns off. She gets like really sad looking and just really quiet, and she's kind of like. I go, Sophie, what's wrong? I don't feel good. I don't want to go. And then finally, I'm like, why don't you want to go? Oh, because the kids are laughing at me and they make me cry. And then they laugh more and then I cry more. And I'm like, well, what does your teacher say? And the teacher, and then she just like repeats the same shit she always says every time I ask her what the teacher says, which is, if I see you doing that again, you're going to go to timeout. And I'm like, that's what I say? That's not what your teacher says. So I'm like, okay, well, we dropped her off on like Monday, or I don't remember if it was Monday or Wednesday. And so we talked to the office and we're like, can we set up a meeting to talk to her teacher? Because I want to know if that actually happened, if it happens all the time, or if it was like a one-time thing. So we set up a meeting to, like, Nary and I both went and we talked to the teacher, and the teacher was like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, that does not happen at all. Like, she's like, it may have happened in passing, but that's not something, like, the kids don't pick on her. And she was like, on the contrary, Sophie is a leader. Like, she plays with everybody, she gets along with everybody, she likes everybody, everybody talks to her, everybody's nice to her.
That's,
and I'm
so
like,
weird.
Yeah, I'm like, that's weird. So then, like, I don't know if she's like focusing on like one tiny little thing that happened, but the teacher was like, you know how kids are, like, one minute they love each other, the next minute they're crying because somebody took something that somebody else had, and then 2 minutes later they're hugging and they're back to being best friends. So she's like, that it may have happened, that she laughed, that she fell and then they laughed, which made her cry, but it wasn't like an actual thing that was like bullying or whatever. So the more the teacher was talking to me, the more I'm like, okay, this is just typical Sophie behavior, like just being dramatic. And the teacher's like, no, she actually got the entire class to do yoga. And I'm like, excuse me? Yeah, because her pre-K teacher.
Excuse me?
Yeah. They used to do yoga in pre-K. Like, I have pictures of when I went on a field trip with them.
I was waiting in the classroom, and the teacher's like, all right, let's do yoga. And they would do like the tree pose. They would do like downward dog, just kind of like to stretch and to kind of like center the kids and calm them. And it worked really well. So now Sophie does yoga, but she sits She sits in like a meditation pose, and that's her yoga. But so then,
has she done that here?
Yeah, she's done it here. She
do you
like
have pictures.
Your daughter's Frankie. Pictures.
She is Frankie. My daughter is totally Frankie. We were like at my mom's pool, and I told like Sophie swallowed too much water, so I'm like, okay, Sophie, take a break, sit down, take a break, take a deep breath. So she got completely out of the water, and she sat like on the steps of my mom's backyard, and like she sat Indian style and put her fingers, and she like. With her eyes closed, and me and
my mom, the yaks in Zootopia.
Yeah. So me and my mom look at her, and we're like, and then she like kind of peeks out of her eye. She's like, "You guys are disturbing me. I'm trying to do yoga." And I'm like, "Okay," but apparently Sophie like rounded up the whole class in summer camp and was like, "Let's do yoga." And she was trying to like show them. And the teacher was like, no, hang on. So she pulled up a YouTube video on because like the teachers have an iPad.
And they all did it?
And they all did yoga. And like there's a picture. The school sent a picture of her.
Pediatric yoga. I love that.
Because the school sends pictures of them throughout the day. And they sent us a picture of the whole class doing yoga. My daughter's a yogi, you guys.
I love it.
I love it.
Let me find the picture of Sophie doing yoga.
Everything's fine, I guess.
I think so. I am telling you, I think she's
maybe
just
it was a one bad incident.
Yeah, she also is bad with time. Like she confuses before and after.
Oh.
I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like she confuses before and after. Like she'll say before when she really means after, or like it could have happened last week, but she'll say last night, or it could have happened in the morning and she'll still say last night. And I'm like, no. You're talking about the wrong time. So it maybe happened. Maybe it happened like the first day of summer camp, but she said yesterday or last night. So I don't know what's exactly true, or like I can't trust her timeline. Where is she doing yoga? I need to find that picture.
Okay.
But yeah, but there's that. And then they had water day on Wednesday. And then Sophie's teacher sent me like 6 pictures of Sophie holding Oliver's
hand. Oh, yeah, you sent that to us. That is adorable.
It was so sweet. She spent the whole day with him so that he would like watching him really and protecting him.
Like all of you guys.
At times.
He has his moments.
Cute. Like,
that's this is her amazing.
Meditating. I like love she's sitting that. In like a meditation pose. But there's pictures of her from the school with the whole class. Lady, move.
I love you.
Doing
lady.
Yoga. I'm going to find those two.
That's awesome, though.
Lady. Yeah. I'm glad she's the one leading everybody in yoga.
That's really nice of her. She's going to be a yogi.
Good.
She'll be centered and peaceful.
Yes, that would be great. That would be fantastic. Stephanie?
Finish
anything?
Your kid's story.
Oh, so yeah, after he comes like barreling in at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we were talking about that.
We hadn't even gone to bed yet because we were playing Mario Kart, and then we stopped playing Mario Kart and we started watching Parks and Rec. So by the time it was all said and done, it was 1:30 in the morning, and we literally had just turned off the lights and like laid down, and oh, here comes the door. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Papa. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
At what time?
1:30.
And he's saying good morning?
Yeah.
He's polite, Steph.
Well, that's what I told David. I'm like, at least he's polite. Jeez. At least he's not coming in here like crying. At least he's happy when he's coming in. He's not coming in here like crying or whatever.
Or whiny.
So then I'm like, I don't mind him coming into the bed if he's going back to sleep. That's fine. And most times he does. But that day, he had happened to just not go back to sleep till like 3:30. And I had to be at work early. So I had to get up at like 7. I got like 3.5 hours of sleep that night. It's been going better, and he's been coming in like around 6, which is fine because then, you know, it's a little bit closer to wake up time.
Right.
And you're kind of just like in and out of sleep until you actually have to get up. So you're not like in a deep sleep.
That's hilarious. The whole class doing yoga.
You got to teach him to go say good morning to abuelo and abuela.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Make the long cross the desert, the Sahara desert, and get to
be like, that's who you want to see in the mornings, not mommy.
They're the fun ones.
Don't you miss them?
Well, my dad's usually like leaving the house at that time. So
6.
Yeah. So
no, I'm talking about three. One, three.
Oh no. No. I won't, but just because my dad has to get up so early. And I don't want to do that to my dad.
Yeah, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
Yeah, well.
I can deal with it. He's my kid. My dad doesn't need to deal with it.
Granted. So. Well, my mom doesn't have to deal with it, but it's funny because she started having to like physically close her door, because before she used to just leave her door like ajar, but now she has to actually close the door completely,
right?
Because if I'm used to it already, like that's what it is. Nathan wakes up at all hours, and sometimes when he wakes up, my dog has decided that, well, if Nathan's awake and mommy's awake, Lila needs to wake up too, and of the course. Dog will run into my mom's room, push the door open, and stand like up onto her bed to like and pat her on the arm like, hey,
it's time to get up.
It's time to get up. There's people out there. Like, things are happening.
Nice.
And my mom got to the point. She's like, what the hell's going on? And I'm like, no, everything's fine. Go back to bed. I'm like, why'd you wake up? She goes, I'm like, well, we were making a lot of noise. And she goes, no, Gunner came and woke me up.
So fucking
now,
Gunner.
So now she has, and the thing is that when her door, when he pushes it to open it, it doesn't open slightly. Like, it's like a full run. So the door slams against the wall. So my mom's like, what the hell? I'm like, I'm sorry, mommy.
That's terrifying. Oh, your husband explained to me where the fireworks came from, by the way.
Oh.
That fireworks
show. How did he know?
Because I posted on Facebook, I wrote, yay, FIU fireworks. And he was like, it's from the Miami FC game. I'm like, well, they're asses.
Who's How does he even know this? What's he's Miami not there.
Soccer team.
Sorry, that was loud. He doesn't even know. He's not there.
Well, he knows.
Maybe, is he a soccer fan?
Yes. He is a soccer fan.
He actually plays.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He does.
That's cool.
He's surprisingly athletic. For as geeky as he is.
He's the only one.
let me tell you that
the only one in the whole network.
I'm a professional couch surfer. So.
Well, let me tell you that when I
horizontal
first,
running.
Yeah.
I'm not athletic
I
at
can
all.
Channel surf like nobody.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when I first started, like when I first met Jeff and we started to like find out
when
like
we
talk
were, like,
about each other
out.
Talking
yeah after I stopped making out with him and I actually
we're
like talked
on the
to him because that's how we got together. There was no conversation.
It's like, oh, you're hot, let's make out.
I'm tipsy, you're just kind of good
you
looking
look like a skinny Kevin
that's
Smith.
What happened.
Yes.
Yes,
you suck face. Well, and then traded names.
Well, no. We met
well, I mean, isn't
years
that what
ago
does?
Like we met when Jeff's younger than me by 4 years. So when we first met, I was like 25 and he was 21.
Cradle rubber.
Yes. And when I was
in the same boat.
Danny's 4 years younger than me too.
Well, I'm
it
four
feels
years
like
than
20,
Mary.
But
you know. So we met and I was seeing somebody on and off at that point, and at that point he was just kind of youngish and I was still dealing with my issues with the other guy. So we just. Nothing ever happened, and he had a flavor saver at that time. You know, stuff was not going on well.
Oh,
in his
what?
Face. Yeah, like the little like.
Oh, okay.
I do not want to see my dinner in reverse tonight.
That's. I just knew that as a soul patch. I didn't know that was. An
that's
act.
What they. Well, that's what
You've
my
never
generation
heard
used to call.
My stomach is turning,
it's
Christy. My stomach
true.
Is.
That's.
Like these are real gags, guys.
Like, that's what people, that's what my generation
No, I don't need photographic proof, I believe you.
Right before you, yeah.
Yes.
That's what my generation called them.
Can we please talk about something else? Like, let's move.
John Mayer's a douchebag.
Yes, yes
so,
please.
So, 7 years later.
7 years after you met him?
Yes.
When the flavor saver was gone.
Post flavor saver
yes.
era?
7 years later. I think I've said this story before in the podcast, though.
You have.
But we, I was drunk.
But wait, what? Excuse me. Let me pick a language. Wasn't it that you said you were tipsy one day and then you said, hey, he looks like a skinny Kevin?
Yes.
I was going to say Kevin Hart, but that's not.
No.
No. Kevin Smith.
Yes.
That was 7 years later.
7 years after. And gotcha. We ran in like similar circles. So I knew of him and we would pass by each other and like we would see each other stuff and we say hi bye, but nothing.
I mean, that's a skinny yeah. Kevin Smith.
But no, he didn't. At that point, it was just
the stars aligned.
And I was at Dave and Buster's and he was there. Romantic. I was drinking with my friend after happy hour and I looked over and loudly said in my outside voice instead of my inside voice. Oh, that guy looks like a skinny Kevin Smith. He's kind of cute. Oh, I think I know him. in this voice when I thought I was
whispering
or saying it in my head.
Nice.
I'm pretty
much
sure
you drinking.
Oh, me and Alina had been there for like 3 hours at least. Nice. And I know the bartender, so yeah, there'd been several drinks. But so
it's always nice when you know like the wait staff. It's fantastic.
But so we I saw him and then he turned around and he's like, "Hey." I'm like, "Hi." And at that point he was sitting
there.
Were
you both working at, for the same company yet?
No. He came to work for State Farm after we started dating. Okay.
I'm not bleeping that.
No, don't worry about it because I'm not going to be there for much longer.
I'm not bleeping that either.
No, it's not. There's no.
they're closing.
She's closing have my office.
I know, but
yeah, no, and he so we started talking. He at that point had a full beard.
And we all know how important that is now.
Yes, we all know how important a full beard is.
I will say this, Michael. About beards,
Michael.
We are talking to you, Michael.
Not that you listen to us,
I'm not. I don't know who you are, but Danny looks like a completely different person mm-hmm. without his beard. And so when he was able to get a job that let him keep his beard, because he was in the beard, because he was in the hospitality industry before, and they were like sticklers about clean faced or whatever. Which we started dating, and he was working at a hotel that didn't allow beards at all. But I do prefer him with beard.
I don't
beard.
Understand that policy. Like, as long as your beard is clean and trim.
There are people that are not good about upkeeping them.
Well, Danny that's the problem.
Danny is a stickler for he's like really good at it too. Sometimes I try to fuck with him when he's shaving just to see what happened. But
I love when like Neri's like, "Okay, I'm gonna clean it up," and like he's like, "Oh, it's not even. Oh shit, now the other side's too low." And then he's like, "Goatee, oh, fuck it, goatee." Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. This is not a mama's related question, but does anyone else enjoy walking into the shower when your husband's showering and he doesn't know you're there and going, "Hey," really loud?
I haven't done that, but I'm about to. Watch
no,
your back, Nary.
But my husband enjoys doing that to me.
Oh, then then you're not going to find this amusing. So moving on. I think it's funny as shit. He gets really mad, so I run away. But I think it's really funny.
No, Jeff has a tendency. He doesn't say hey or anything like that. Like, I'll be taking a shower and I'm just there, you know, washing my hair or whatever. Eyes closed because I have to take off, obviously blind.
Right.
So I take off my glasses to shower and I'm just washing my hair. And all of a sudden, like, I feel a presence.
Yes.
And it's not the Holy Spirit.
And the curtain is open and Jeff's like, "Hi." I'm like, and usually there is a small version of him
with him
going, "Hi, mama."
No. Nice. I don't have kids, but
Nathan doesn't look like Jeff. Nathan looks like you.
Yeah,
I think he looks like Jeff.
He hasn't grown a beard yet.
maybe
will Photoshop it.
No, we can't Photoshop. No, Nathan definitely looks like you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I am a fake beard and just put it on him.
I mean, I know Jeff contributed, but Nathan looks like you.
I see both of us.
Mercancini.
Nathan Mercancini.
So cute.
But yeah, no.
Neri likes creepy. To like sneak into the bathroom and then, because we have like the shower curtain that you can't see through, and he will hold his phone over the railing and take pictures of me while I'm showering. So I'm sure he has pictures of me.
Because he's
like,
never seen you naked, right?
Right? No.
Well,
there's pictures of me just like looking road. At the roof with my eyes closed.
Maybe it's for the road. I like do
for the bank.
I do enjoy. John Mayer's a douchebag.
That's our title for the episode. No, we get in trouble for that.
No,
one.
Can
I,
we?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that's.
I
an
would
opinion.
Love to be on his radar.
Seriously, oh my god, can we be on his radar?
Oh my god, we should name every episode John Mayer's. We should just change the name of the podcast to see if like Mayer's. He wants to be on the podcast.
Can we start doing that with like Ed Sheeran's a douchebag? Let's try that too.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna see him next month. I love him.
Yeah,
it's just to get his attention.
Just to get his attention. This has nothing to do.
No,
with...
he quit Twitter. So
oh, he probably doesn't like
Twitter.
He quit Twitter because Lady Gaga's fans were bullying him.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
I knew he quit Twitter, but he's like a recluse.
He did some interview where he said something about like being a flash in the pan artist, where you have like your first albums are really really good, and then you do like kind of crappy albums, and then perform at the Super Bowl, which her fans took to mean that
sometimes
it was her.
Sometimes the truth hurts,
and deal they went after him because those the little monsters are nuts. So right. they
most of those fan groups that have names for themselves right. are crazy.
Right. And I mean, I know a hardcore Gaga fan, and like they're I mean, I love you, Danny, but they're like they're crazy.
I've never gone on the Gaga train.
No,
I love Gaga. So
I do too, but not enough to. I don't think I'm a monster.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, not for those reasons, but
I wouldn't consider myself a little monster. But like, I love Gaga. Like, I genuinely
I try to dislike
like,
her.
Love her. Her music is
She's
great.
She's really talented.
She's super talented.
There was a while that I didn't get what she was like, the meat dress and
yeah,
the arriving attention. The Grammys and an embryo. I didn't get it, but also drugs. So now that she's off drugs, I get it. I get what she's trying to do with her music now. But
see, yeah, I tried to dislike her for a while. I tried to dislike her music more than anything else. And her music, I ended up liking it. Her persona is what I didn't like.
Yeah.
It was because I thought it was too much.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little too much for somebody with talent.
No, I'm all about a gimmick, so I don't care.
Yeah, but I don't like.
I don't feel like that was even gimmicky. Like, it was just too much.
That summer that she had that HBO special is actually coincidentally the summer that Danny and I started dating, and we put it on one of our dates. We didn't watch it. But,
that's usually how those things go.
So how did that date go?
Hey, guys. Best intentions.
Well, he put a ring on it, so I'm going to go with it.
The beginning of Netflix and chill.
Not bad.
HBO and chill.
But I do remember distinctively at one point.
TiVo and chill.
So Larry and I used to do. He had TiVo before anybody I knew had TiVo.
I love my TiVo.
TiVo was
and
the shit.
I do remember because my best friend Fanny had gone to the concert. She still is a huge Lady Gaga fan, but it took me pointing out to her. I'm like, you know, she's yelling at you, right? She's like, what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, there's a point in the concert where she stands there and she goes, my name is Lady Gaga. I'm not fully screaming because of the listeners' ears.
There's sleeping
and
children in this house.
And also dogs who have been through a week of fireworks, assholes. So, and she's like, nah. And then she went back and watched it. She's like, yeah, she's totally yelling at her fans. I did not understand that. I thought it was funny at the time. But I'm a supporter of, I didn't know that he quit Twitter, though. I knew that he really quit Twitter. So, I didn't know that it was because of that.
Yeah, so he's like, I just can't deal with this anymore. So he quit Twitter. So
see, I started to like Gaga when she got the D, and it changed her persona a little bit. Because when you know you start getting it from Tyler Kinney,
vitamin D, like
Tyler Kinney's D,
yes,
no, vitamin C is gone. No, Tyler Kinney and her when they were together, I was like, and all of a sudden she went from the meat dress to like old Hollywood glam. I'm like,
not really. What happened was on that tour. That was right before all of that. She broke her hip. And she had to have like a major hip replacement and stuff. So she actually kind of like couldn't do her regular stuff anymore. So that's, and she took like a hiatus, and that's when she did the album with Tony Bennett because it was like a standards album and she couldn't like perform the way that she wanted to perform.
Hip. Is there documentation of how this hip was injured?
Yeah, I was on stage.
Oh, boo. Because I was going to go back to the D.
Oh, you were going
to
make a sex show?
Yeah, I was going to be like,
you're very mature.
Because the thought of, again, Tyler Kinney makes me happy.
Yeah, whatever. He's hot. Okay.
Listen, I'm in withdrawal right now.
Why?
Chicago Fire is on break.
Oh, I thought you were like on D withdrawal. I'm like, why?
I was like, didn't you say you got
shut your mouth.
Vanessa just came back and she looks like an Eskimo.
So I grabbed the first sweater I could find. I didn't realize it was Nary's, but I like
it. Fur-lined and all.
I look like a pimp.
You look cozy.
I am cozy. I'm like sitting right under the air vent, so I'm cold and I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
I bought this on iTunes.
Yay, congratulations.
I stole one from here.
Well, I support my friends.
I bought one and never downloaded it.
Talking about Nary Sands' album Manchild, get it
which
on
is
iTunes.
Available on iTunes and
yes.
Amazon.
It's really funny. It's a great, if you have a more than a half an hour commute, it's a good listen.
Agreed.
That a hiccup?
Yeah,
that was an adorable hiccup.
Thank you.
So
speaking of social media.
Things happened this week.
Kardashian.
We were all rooting for you.
He put on quite a show.
Man.
I could not focus
on anything for 2 days.
I've never gotten that many nudes in one day in my life and had nothing to do with me or anyone I know.
Dude. I screenshotted everything.
I know. You were the one sending the nudes.
I have all the screens.
Girl, remember, forget the nudes. We got the awkward BJ.
Oh, that was awful.
You mean the roofer job? The roofer.
Yes, the roofer job.
Yeah,
I that was a very aggressive blow. Am I doing it wrong or
no?
I don't know.
I think she's okay.
I think she's doing it wrong because that's
is
a lot
she
of tea.
Wrong or was that like a big peen?
Okay,
it's
so
it's a big penis.
So for the ones that don't know,
if you haven't,
yeah,
so,
we're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, okay. Let's dial this back.
Let's center.
So I actually think I was the one that saw it first, and I said, "Oh, this Rob just posted this, so, and it was the video of China
I was already reading it
making
on Facebook.
Out with that guy, and he was like, oh, China just sent me this video or whatever
doppelganger,
right? And then Missy's like, go to his Instagram, and I went to his Instagram, and it was like Christmas morning.
It really was,
and baby Jesus rained from the heavens.
I don't know what the hell was happening in that world.
You know, this is the best thing to happen since Kim like outed Taylor Swift on Snapchat.
If you know, the only thing better than an Instagram meltdown is a Twitter meltdown,
and then we got two. And
Twitter is fucking vicious when it comes to this stuff. I have been watching The Walking Dead, and a character died, and during the commercial break, if I go on Twitter, there's already memes mocking that death. Yeah. It's amazing.
There was
memes. Love Twitter.
When we were live tweeting the Dirty Dancing hot mess.
Which, thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah, I know, guess what, guys, listeners at home? I didn't watch it, but I told them about it, and they watched it. So I didn't have to suffer through it, but I found out everything that happened.
You need to go back and watch it. I feel like
delegation works.
Thank you, John Ralphio.
You're the worst.
Get that paper.
Get paper.
I told Link to say money, please.
Money, please.
The other day we were at breakfast.
Oh my God, I'm so going to teach Sophie to say that.
And I had cash, and he was like, oh, money. And I go, Link, come here. I go, tell Papa, money, please. And he looked at David, he goes, Papa, money, please.
You have to get a video of that. Like, you have to.
He also says, treat yourself.
Nice.
He goes, treat yourself.
I love it.
Treat yourself.
So Robin, Robin China went fucking nuts on first Instagram.
It was Rob went nuts on Instagram.
Yeah, Rob.
So, okay, so this is the story as
Instagram.
I understand. This is what
our resident
this
pop culture.
I remember, and I still remember seeing it on 4th of July. He posted a picture of Dream like in the pool, and I guess
I'm sorry. I know the baby's name is Dream, but every time you say Dream, I think of the rapper.
Oh, I think
the rapper or the group?
The group.
The rapper that wasn't that.
No, there was a rapper. There
who was Dream. Married to Dream? Somebody's married to him.
Wait,
there's a rapper named Dream.
There's a rapper named Dream.
And there's a girl group named Dream.
But I think of the rapper.
Bad Boy.
What was the rapper named Dream?
Hold on, I'm going to Google it. Steph, continue.
Wait, hold on, because now I have to add that song to my playlist.
oh, Dream was amazing.
Yeah.
They were useless, but they're amazing.
This is an odd thing to Google.
They're getting back together, allegedly.
Yes, they are.
Dream?
Well, what you need to put in your playlist also is the song that all of the Bad Boy for Life song. That's amazing, with everybody and their mother in that one.
The rapper, his name is
Christina
The Dream.
Milian was married to
Yes,
Dream
Christina Milian was married.
For 2 years.
Oh.
He's married quite some time. Now he's married to Lalone Martinez. Remix is the one you're looking for. Can we stay?
Okay, yeah, focus. Sorry. We got to get back to Robin China.
Okay, so as far as I understand it, on 4th of July, he had the baby, and I actually saw a meme today that like...
Sorry, did you get in them jeans? In those jeans?
I did not.
You need to get
okay.
in those jeans.
so...
You're talking about songs, right?
Yes.
I was like, what the
sorry.
Happened?
In those jeans.
And then, like, it's at 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning the next day, I'm scrolling through Instagram, as one does, and I see a video of...
What else are you going to do?
Black China making out with a guy that's not Rob, and I'm like, it's not Tyga. It looked like Tyga, but I couldn't tell if it was Tyga. So I'm like, I guess China posted a video of her and Tyga getting back together. Like, this will be fun. And then I looked at who posted it, and it was Rob. And then I was like, oh, what?
¿Qué pasó?
What's going on? And then I read the caption. It's like, this is a video that China sent me yesterday after she told me that I could come fuck her. And it was like, then the heavens opened.
Wait, pause. This is a moment where a regular person, a smart person, nay, someone who might listen to advice, may have taken all the evidence he threw all over social media, called his lawyer, and said, hey, I need to rearrange my child support arrangement. I no longer want to pay for her mortgage and XYZ.
Right.
But
right.
Instead. Last name Kardashian.
Yeah, exactly. So the
unpause.
No, you can't call him last name Kardashian because the Kardashians know more about a brand than to do this.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is the impulse to put that shit out on social media.
Well, that's total Rob, though. That's total Rob because the rest of them
this
don't
do it.
This is
not the first time he does this.
The rest of them don't put that. Like, it's really minimal what they let. Like, it's all
everything
brand.
They let out is very calculated. Agreed.
It's calculated.
But okay, then I will stand by my statement that a smart person would have gone to
100%.
I'm not paying for her fucking mortgage anymore. She not can fuck for these guys.
Her $100,000 body head
botched nipple job. Proceed, Stephanie.
So the caption.
I didn't think her nipples looked bad.
I didn't either, but I also didn't
but apparently
look for
he
too long.
Says that they were smaller than that before.
But they change shape all the time.
Yes, I know. Pregnancy will do that. Okay. I don't know why this picture is not loading.
Ooh, do you think her nipple color is this a perfect color for her face?
For her lips?
That's really dark. Did you get to
well, I mean,
for goth night.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on. I'm not connected to the internet and nothing is loading. Give me
all this gets on social media and, of course, Stephanie, our resident.
I start screenshot. First of all, if there's one thing I learned from having an iPhone and from years of being... what's the nice word I'm looking for?
It's evidence, bitches. It's what it is.
You receipts.
Receipts. I proceeded to screenshot everything because I knew. I'm like, well, a lot of this shit will probably get deleted at some point.
Well, Instagram took him down, right? Well, they took down his page.
They shut down his account,
but first they, like, all the posts
taking
went
that
down.
Motherfucking down.
Right. So,
this happened on Wednesday, yes?
Wednesday was 4th of July.
Were 4th of July posts.
And he posted the picture of Dream in the pool on
Wednesday. It was my first day back at the office after a week of training somewhere else, and I did nothing because I was on my phone.
Thank you, Rob.
So the caption is, really, today China sent me a video after I just bought her $25,000 worth of jewelry, and she sends me this video of another man in our bed where our baby sleeps or our baby lies or something like that. So it's the video, and then he proceeds to, like, post pictures of the guy in his robe, which then started the hashtag get Rob's robe back.
Those sheets are tacky as fuck.
Oh, yeah, these sheets are tacky as
hell. Oh, my God, they're tacky as fuck.
I'm not surprised that they have tacky as fuck sheets, but, you know, whatever.
They probably smell from all the male bodies that are on there.
Well,
John Mayer's a dude.
And then he just proceeds to screenshot, like, conversations that he's having with the guy, and the guy's trying to, like, extort him for money. And then he starts posting, like, nudes of China. And a picture that she had sent him of her lady bits that same day that says...
I don't know if that was her. Those thighs are really slim.
That's her tattoo. Those are her tattoos.
Okay. You know better than I do.
Stephanie's a profesh.
Also, this is like her day job.
People Photoshop themselves.
No, I know, but it just seems, it's like really Photoshopped.
Okay, so tell me when I can play you Snoop Dogg's advice to Rob.
I'll let you know. Yeah. Hang on.
Because then Stephanie tells us,
The screenshot of the conversation that goes along with the vag shot.
It's explicit, so if you're listening with kids, kick them out for a
quick
sec.
Go into the bathroom, take a pic for me to come. Okay, trying to come before I shower. Did you do it? You beautiful always to me. Then crotch shot. Then he posts a video of her ass, which you can clearly tell, like, where she gets her ass injections.
Right.
That says...
What are ass injections?
Like the Brazilian, like the Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love my ass. I would never do that.
And then
I am so okay with
boobs, yes. I love my ass. It's my favorite part of my body.
I like my ass too, but a little thing to just give it an extra little, like, J-Lo kick.
I'll do it.
Okay, so
I will do any plastic surgery.
So yeah. Instagram shut him down. Listen, and then he jumped on Twitter.
Any plastic surgeons out there that want to support us and sponsor us, we'll totally accept free Botox.
Well, why are you whispering? It's not a secret.
But the Instagram, the blowjob was on Instagram.
Yes.
The roofer job.
Oh, the roofer job. By the way, for those who don't understand why we're saying roofer, I sent a text message to our little group chat and it, like, I don't even know what I was trying to say.
I think your phone auto-corrected.
It auto-corrected something to roofer or to, oh no, I wrote tar.
No.
Yeah, I wrote tar and that's where roofer came from. I didn't write roofer. I mean, I can go back and search for it, but.
Well, the.
Are you going to make me do that? Yeah.
The other thing
really
going
to make me do that?
The other thing that he, one of the other things that he posted was a video of her on, like, clearly, like, on anesthesia, like, on the drugs that they give you, like, right before you're going to have any kind of surgery or whatever. And it's the video, allegedly, of her, like, after, from January of after the baby was born, of her going in for $100,000 worth of plastic surgery because she told everybody that she, like, bounced back from having a baby and he wanted to expose that it was all surgery, which, you know, I mean, like, no, again, no one is shocked.
So,
but listen,
why, riddle me this, Rob Kardashian. Okay, you have a weight problem. I have a weight problem too, so I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
Why wouldn't you get it for yourself?
If you have that kind of cash
to throw around,
to throw at your baby mama's body, why wouldn't you invest 15 of that into whatever's going to help you feel better? And I'm not saying it to fat shame him. What I'm saying is, I feel he's clearly, not just because of this episode, but for many other ones before, because he's posted stuff on Instagram, shitty things about Kim and called her evil bitch and shit like that. So if you, he's clearly going through something or that where he's not okay, one could safely conclude that he's not okay.
Right.
So get yourself help. There's no shame in not being okay. There's no shame in saying I need help. I get it. But I feel like, you know, he projects all, you know, he had such a high expectation out of this relationship. And dude,
it was China.
Come on. And you know what? I will say this, because the Kardashian girls didn't outright say it on the show. I think Kylie for sure was never going to go on air and say it for sure, but they definitely hinted that they weren't okay with the relationship.
No,
and that, at least when it was happening, definitely when it was not
happening. Like, the minute that I heard that they were together,
right? But here's my thing, here's what I want to say is that, and I think everyone in this room, and if you're listening and if you want to play this back for your husbands, just as a little tip,
you can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
That's number one. Number two is, there's nothing on the face of this planet like a woman's intuition.
Oh, for sure.
Nothing. And you're surrounded by women who are going to give you advice.
Yeah, him of all people. He's surrounded by so many women.
Kim, Khloe, Courtney, they've all gone through their shit. Chris has gone through her stuff, too. Everyone has gone through...
Chris adopt me?
And
I want Chris to
Kylie
adopt me.
Kylie was banging the chick's freaking ass.
So all of a sudden, the chick shows up and you think this is a good idea? Like, you think that she's... That's what I don't understand about this whole thing is, like, did you... You're going to sit there and you're going to actually tell me... Not me personally, but, you know...
Me, like the royal we.
You're gonna sit here and tell us that you genuinely thought that she was coming at you because she was actually interested.
No, she was getting
you're not that dumb.
Well, but in reality, he also but also in no, this is a USC grad. Like, he graduated
USC law school. Like you don't, you're not an
book
idiot.
Smart. He's, there's a difference.
You're right. Yeah, you're
between book smart
right.
and street smart.
But also, I think the
and
problem
even relationship
is,
stuff. Like,
I think a lot of it is
24 karat twat, baby.
24 karat twat. I mean, there's a word
for it.
If
she's giving classes, I'll take a couple.
Oh, for sure. Like, Black China, sign me up, baby.
Well, okay, listen, wait. The reverse side of that for, like, when a girl gets like that, it's called dignitized. You get dignitized. So, just FYI.
Well, if she is giving classes, I think we've been doing it wrong.
Dignitized? Punitized.
Punitized. There's a gross way that my father-in-law refers to. This is in Spanish, so it's como al un bollo.
You.
It's disgusting.
Totally off topic.
But accurate.
But there's a Venezuelan food that's called boyo.
Oh, no. It's not pussy to you guys?
No.
Oh, don't no. say that word. That word is aggressive.
Pussy.
That's like
John Mayer's a douche.
Thank you. Thank you for redirecting that.
But like, I think the problem is that, let's be completely honest, 90% of the reason he started dating her was to piss off his family.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
I'm
so he is.
I would even go like, 90%.
That was a cry for help.
So he
that
is
a real cry for help.
Cry for help. Yeah.
Not someone shaving his beard, but still, I think somebody needs to go check on Mike.
Mike, are you okay? Mike, are you okay? Come down to Miami.
We're here. We'll talk.
We'll help you. We'll help you, boo boo. It's okay.
It's okay.
But before you come down, let's
grow your beard back.
Grow your beard back.
We ain't looking at that.
At least a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, we ain't looking at that.
So then T.I. commented.
Oh, that was, well, hold
that was
on.
My favorite Wait, part.
No, we're not
Can
there.
We just talk about the roofer job?
We did. We
no, a little bit. Oh. I need more discussion.
No, but I think the T.I. thing is before know, the video I, okay. was released.
Am I doing it wrong?
Am I doing it wrong? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, there was a lot of teeth in that.
Yeah. So,
Does she have butt teeth? No, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, she had $100,000 to get her body fixed. I'm sure she got her chompers fixed, too.
Which, by the way, where are the socks selling that well?
They're expensive.
They're really Kardashian. Expensive.
They're at Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. Are they selling that well they're that not Rob like is making? Marshall
they're socks. Like $45 pairs of socks.
Yeah, I really want a pair, but I'm...
That he's making enough to be $100,000 plastic surgery, Ferrari, house.
He has mama
well,
Kardashian.
Well, he's Kardashian,
money.
And yeah, he is
he
the only
paid
son.
For the show.
But he's never... But it hasn't appeared... Well, but they
got Robin China.
And he was on the first four, like three or four seasons.
No, I would say even more than that, probably to like six. I would say
more. Yeah. Less. So anytime that gets replayed, he
yeah.
gets a
he
paycheck.
Was also on Chloe and Lamar.
Yep.
So and that stuff that shit gets you've never seen E That's like true. On Saturday at like 2 o'clock they rerun that shit all the
I
time.
I miss that. We don't have cable anymore, so I don't watch E anymore. But I miss that. Like, let's turn it on and see what season of the Kardashians are showing now. I know, but I'm lazy.
Oh,
well,
I support
the,
that.
The all of the seasons are on Hulu also.
I know, FYI. But I'm lazy.
No, I understand.
I'm like committed, but only if like I'm channel surfing and it's there. I'm not going to go look for it.
Exactly. No, there is something
Hashtag
to be said about
dignity.
Just something just being on.
what did she say? She said, Hashtag dignity.
Anyway.
Is that
so yeah, there's this whole thing. The whole thing happens, and then Instagram shuts down his page. Well, one of the things that happens is that T.I. comments on something, which I actually really love.
So
I have to look at.
I agree with what T.I.
I agree
said.
Too.
And so the plot thickens.
Because I love me some T.I.
Hold on, let me see what exactly was T.I.'s comment. Because it was like poetic.
Because I know T.I. is in this stupid drama because there's like the rumors that he had a threesome. And
no,
wait,
but
we're
he first,
there. Hold on.
He first commented on one of his pictures and tried to like talk him off the ledge.
Hold on.
I'm an English major.
Well, because T.I. seems, and if I actually used to watch T.I. and Tiny, and that's when my crush for T.I. started.
I'm not shocked at all.
No, I love that show. And
Stephanie
he
judges
seems,
you.
I'm okay with that. Stephanie judges
she
me
just
all
like
the time.
Stephanie likes highbrow reality shows.
Real Housewives. John Mayer's a douche.
Thank you.
Okay. This is what T.I. says. Why bring your business to IG though?
You don't have to appropriate it. You're not hood, baby. You're not.
I understand.
Just read it in your Miami, okay. Your best Miami girl voice.
I am you know what you should do? Read it in your Valley girl voice.
Listen,
let's
I am
that.
The closest. I am hood adjacent. My school
she
was.
She went to Miami High.
She went to Miami High.
Okay.
She's hood.
Okay.
She's the hoodest bitch in here.
Look, you got worked, bro, but at least keep it to your bro. But at least keep it to yourself, letting the world know you a duck. I mean, a big duck, a mighty duck, Ronald McDonald the duck. Scrooge McDuck, Howard the Duck, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Save the DuckTales. Just hold this L. Kiss your kid. Cut your losses and move on. You got no moves, bro.
Cut the DuckTales. Oh my god, That's genius.
And it was hashtag DuckTales, by the way.
Nice.
So, which is why, like, my thought after reading that was, aside from the fact that I agree with what T.I. is saying, is like, this is how you distinguish real rappers from, like, those fucking wannabe, like,
Tyga
dumbasses.
The only thing I know that Tyga has done is Kylie Jenner.
I have not. There's one song of his in Vixen. There's, but I can't remember which one it is right now.
I'll look it up.
But the Vixen playlist on Spotify.
I know that Tyga is in a song that like 17 other people are in also.
But that's how that works.
But like that, so I don't know how he makes his money.
He doesn't.
He fucked up Kylie Jenner.
No, but he had money to buy.
No,
for
he
shit.
Doesn't.
He doesn't even have that much money. And honestly,
she had to lease that Ferrari for him.
Fuck.
So what happened next?
Rob revealed he's like, he said something to the equivalent of, or the extent of, I wasn't gonna put you on blast, but since you're here,
for a second, try to imagine the most darkest, murderous, corrupt place.
Shut up.
Is that an ad or is that Tyga?
That is Tyga. No.
Oh, China's in this video.
Of course she is. Because he couldn't afford another model, so he just paid her.
Well, that's how they met.
Then?
Was that on this video set?
There it is.
That's his song?
Wait, I know this. Is this his song or is this like other people in him?
This is him.
I know that Rag City thing. Yeah, no, don't give him that much airplay. Turn it off.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm not trying to get sued by a Jenner.
Not together anymore. She's not going to sue you.
Okay, never.
Anyway.
Come at me, bro.
He has no money. That's fine.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Come at me.
So he says something to the effect like, well, I wasn't going to mention it, but since you know, metiste la pata. How about something to the effect of like, well, let's let the world know that you paid China to have a threesome with you and Tiny. So there's that.
Meh.
Lovely.
I mean,
which I don't really think T.I. and Tiny, maybe they had a threesome with China, but I don't think they needed to pay her.
So but she's a stripper
at this point.
So maybe it was like years ago.
Yeah.
At this point, Instagram had already shut him down.
I think because T.I. commented on Instagram, not on Twitter. So shortly after this, Instagram gets shut down, and which is why I screenshotted everything, because I'm like, because this is gonna get lost.
And we take our talents to Twitter.
But yeah,
he took his talents to Twitter.
Good job, Chrissy. That was a good one. And just reposted basically all the same shit, except then we got videos.
But I like that as he was like, he would post stuff and delete it and then repost the same picture with a different caption.
Right. So then he's the next day. So that was Wednesday.
He was
Thursday.
aggressively doing this.
Yeah, he was pissed. Or off his meds.
Possible.
Or a combination.
You had me take you to get surgery on your entire body for $100,000 on our anniversary, and they made your nipples look like this, and I still loved you.
Stop. How did she make you do it, Rob? Did she put a fucking gun to your head and you drove her there? Or is it her vagina that convinced you? China's vagina. Or was it China's vagina that had you do that? I mean, I hate...
I want to name this episode now China's Vagina, but I want to spell vagina with a Y.
Yes. China's yes. Vagina. So I think, do you know what I like? I just hate when people in general are like, oh, they're making me do this. I don't have to do jack shit other than pay my fucking taxes and answer my mom's calls every
China
now and then.
Two ends?
No, one end.
My bed that my child lays in, and she gave the robes I got to all her dudes in my house that I pay for. Shake my head. China let me come inside her a few days ago. Then the next day, she fucked a dude. And a day after that, another dude all in my bed. This is him taking his talents to Twitter.
It's just ridiculous because it's like, dude, you knew.
Yeah.
You knew. You did it to piss off your family.
Ludacris warned you.
Luda.
You cannot turn.
Luda.
Hang on. Luda. Hang on. It's time. It's time for Snoop Dogg's advice.
Okay.
You cannot turn a
Which,
hoe to a house.
To his credit, Snoop Dogg's been married for like 25 years.
Yeah.
Ready?
get off my line with all this mess between Black China and Ryan. That's their business, man. He knew what he was getting into when he got it. She is what she is. She was what she was, man. Quit crying to the internet, nigga. You got more money to burn, go buy you another. Black China just did what she's supposed to do. She seen a sucker and she licked it. For all you suckers out there, don't get licked. Do the licking. You bitch, you.
I wish that I would have been recording our reactions, our faces to that. Like,
because we the waited.
Three of us made the same faces for everything. Like,
because we waited to let Missy.
I gave them the option to listen to it before we recorded and just get their honest reaction on air, and they wanted to wait. And Snoop Dogg, you are a wise man.
Yeah.
She saw sucker and she licked it. That is the best way to summarize this entire situation.
That is almost as good as DuckTales.
But for in my humble opinion, I think Snoop Dogg won the advice.
Oh no, no.
Column on this one.
Granted, I'm more interested in the fact that like he hashtagged that DuckTales, and that somebody out there was like.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Look.
Doesn't work on my children.
We're back?
Not yet.
Yes. So, now we are.
Your kids don't fall asleep with Benadryl?
No, it makes them hyper.
Yeah, mine too.
Shut up.
Mine too. Yeah. So DuckTales.
Woohoo.
I'm interested in the person that was like, oh, I'm going to look up hashtag DuckTales.
Let's look up hashtag DuckTales.
And see if, no, but they've all been deleted though.
So I love Twitter.
No, T.I.'s thing was his own. Wasn't it his own separate post?
No, it was a comment. He had commented on the post. Yeah. But
I take it back.
So one of the reasons why I love Twitter, I think, a lot is because I always look up the trending topics. And there was a topic, a hashtag trending a couple of days ago that was just like, you know, it's bad when. And people,
it's still there. Well, someone screenshot it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's bad when. And then you would just finish the tweet. So then people were like, you know, it's bad when. I don't know where I was going with that. Hold on. I fucking lost it, guys. Give me a sec.
Can I go back to you're a sucker? What was it?
You're a sucker. She saw a sucker, so she licked it.
That is possibly the best explanation to what happened to Rob.
Oh, yeah. Well, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but somebody put, like, you know, it's bad, like, follow the, you know, it's bad one, hashtag, you know, it's bad one. And then it says, when Michael Jackson says so, and then the gif of who's bad on a loop.
Nice.
I love you, Twitter. You're so
But yeah,
funny.
They went batshit on, and then, at one point, I think, didn't Chris come in?
No, I don't think she commented.
They
but
didn't do anything.
But there, I found something, and I don't know that if it was just like if he actually tweeted this or not. I think that if he did, it's really fucked up.
I don't think he did. Because I didn't see that at all. And I was stalking that Instagram page all day.
No, this was on Twitter.
No. Oh, sorry. I don't think so because I was.
So it may have been just somebody who like cut and paste Rob Kardashian's handle and pretended like created a Twitter post.
Right.
But it said something like, my mom keeps telling me to stop, but she was married to a dude named Caitlyn, so I'm deaf, not listening to her. But I think that's a little too harsh for
The Kardashians didn't do anything. In fact, Khloe was posting like pictures of her like with an ice cream like truck. So I don't think it was.
So I just, think, like, honestly,
that's her sipping tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think, you know, Rob, I'm still rooting for you.
I really am still rooting for him. But
come on, boy.
Just take it to a lawyer.
Together. Get your
ducks
together.
That's the smart
take it to a lawyer
thing to do. You like take all of this shit and be like, look, we have this arrangement because of my kid. That's fine. But he's over, in my opinion, he's overpaying.
Oh, for sure.
Her living situation. Like, I understand that if you need child support to help the mom, that's fine. She doesn't need a mansion.
Well, nothing is court ordered. Like, they don't have any kind of, like,
arrangement?
No.
They will in a couple weeks, for sure.
But they don't have any kind of, like, official documentation or anything. This is just something that he does because this is his baby mama and whatever.
I have a perfect video bit for Rob. Rob, if you're listening to this, first of all, send money. Second of all,
you're spending $100,000 on bitches who are, you know.
This is Rob's war cry. This is probably too harsh, but I don't care right now. Rob.
wait.
Y'all have issues. So much. On the way home from the concert last night, David asked me, he goes, did you want to see that Dracula? And I cut him off and I go, Dracula musical. And then I got on Spotify.
What's happening?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh. You've never seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
It's been a while.
So first, like an inside joke with our
No, because
friends,
first of all, the first time I ever saw it, the first
well,
time
I was here,
yeah. us three, you, Dave, and I were in your in old bedroom, yeah. in now Link's room, and watched it. But Judd Apatow, wasn't he involved in this movie?
Yeah.
Anything that he does, I'm a fan of. That's why I hate watched 5 seasons of Girls.
No, I couldn't even hate watch 5 seasons.
You hated yourself because I couldn't.
I did one season and I wanted to die.
Wait, so are we done with that? Because there's a news alert that I want to talk about.
No, we're not done.
Wait. But I have a couple
there's
of...
more?
No, but I have a... I think we... Feelings around the room. Feelings.
Well, there's a little bit more because I
have feelings.
There's a lot of reports coming out now because California has revenge porn laws. And that there's things... There was somewhere someone said that she hired Lisa Bloom, who's Gloria Allred's daughter, mm-hmm. As her attorney. And then there was like some, it looked to me.
Who got
like,
Gloria Allred pregnant? Let's talk about that for a second. Probably had to sign a lot of paperwork first.
Somebody, there was this like statement from Lisa Bloom's office going around that they had represented Black China or whatever, but it just looked really unofficial and it wasn't. Mm. I mean, I used to be a paralegal, so like I know what like a legal representation memo looks like, right. And that's not it. So, but anyway, the thing with the revenge porn law is China went in and liked these pictures.
Yeah, because she likes the drama.
She liked the pictures and she was commenting on them to like other just users or whatever. Right.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
So, exactly. I mean, I agree. But there's a lot of speculation now saying that because she went in and liked the pictures, that was her, that could potentially be seen as her giving consent to the pictures. So she might not even have a case at this point.
I honestly don't think she does.
I don't think she does either because she's equally as dumb. Like,
yeah, they're not the brightest crayons in the world.
They're not.
Well, it's not about, yes, they're both dumb. But what I'm saying is look, the moment that these two got together, I was like 3 months and she's pregnant for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I think it was like 3 months since they started dating.
Probably.
That she was pregnant and it was going to be a train wreck and they tried their best and I'm sure that he had the best intentions, but.
Well, I think he tried. I don't think she tried for anything. I don't think he tried.
He tried.
I don't think he even tried. I honestly think that he was being an asshole.
Yep.
Like 100%, I think he did this to piss off his family.
Yep.
And I don't think he realized how fucking psycho she was gonna be.
I did not. This is the only Kardashian spinoff I didn't see because I was not interested.
Like, I watched like two episodes.
I like Rob on his own and I liked him on Chloe & Lamar. Like I was rooting for him on Dancing with the Stars. But
he did really well on Dancing with the Stars.
He finished second place that season.
I watched two episodes and both episodes were him. Honestly, in both episodes that I did see, because it was towards the beginning, she came off as the saner of the two. And that's fucked up because it was that he was going psycho and she basically kicked him out of her house. And she said, I will not be treated that way. And here's the thing.
Which is her prerogative.
Turn it around. There you go.
Which she can, and it was because he was being an asshole. And she kicked him out of their house. And then he came back like with flowers and all this stuff. And like in front of her family, apologizing to him. To her, and she took the flowers and threw them in the garbage, mm-hmm. and said, "If you think the way to apologize to me is by bringing me flowers and it's all going to be okay, it's not because you still disrespected me." So she came off as like, "You're being a dick. You need to treat me better." Right. And I think she intimidated the fuck out of him, and that's where it all went downhill. Because I think for as much as he has like all of these women in his life, he doesn't have any woman that stands up to him because they're all about drama and their own lives.
Well, no, it's not even that they don't stand up to him. Yeah, it's that they don't agree with Christine. He's like a lost, like he's like an afterthought. Yeah. To
so I think that so, this is the first one that like, I'm not even kidding. I think he had like some weird like Oedipus thing going on. That, like,
oh, I'm sure.
He was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna.
Someone's paying attention to me.
Paying attention to me, and not to be.
Oops.
Not to go weird, but come on, we've already been there. She probably.
Apparently, a lot of people.
Spanked the fuck out of him. I guarantee you this boy was wearing diapers at some point and calling her mama. I guarantee you, because this boy needed.
There's an image.
Yes, I don't even know what to say to that.
Because I really think that this whole thing is that he did it to.
John Mayer's a douche.
Because I really think that, like, he did this to piss off his family.
Oh, for sure.
And then...
That is 100% for 100%. Sure. It was, like, that rebellion that teenagers go through.
And it backfired.
I don't know if it backfired. I think it... I don't know. Is it really a backfire? It's the way it was supposed to go.
Well, it was gonna go. I don't know what he thought it was gonna go.
I think he thought, like, after they got pregnant that maybe they were gonna be a family.
And which a lot of people make that same assumption.
Because babies save marriages.
Totes.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
No.
They don't.
I don't think I can roll my eyes hard enough at that statement.
But a lot of people think that is what happens and think that's and it's just not the case. Like, so it's I mean,
at this point I would say it is entertaining to watch this shit show. I'm not gonna say that it's not. I'm not above tuning into this kind of
I'm not above
it's
it
so I mean, it's like, it's who needs movies down.
You can't write this shit at
all. But for the sake of that baby, I hope they both come to a mature agreement and move on. And if Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt can get over their shit and still parent the 12 kids they have, then I'm not team Angelina.
They're actual grown-ups.
Yeah, but see, but they had a fallout and whatever, and they had a mature way of handling it. It was a whole thing, but still a tough situation to come out of. I think anytime that a kid is involved, it's a parent's, the parent's responsibility is always, should always be the kid.
I agree.
And one day Dream is going to be an adult or a teenager with a phone, and she's going to Google her dad or Google her mom, and all of this shit's going to come to light. And it's not, that's like, think about that when you're tweeting, angry tweeting, or for her, if you're going to be taunting your, like, your meal ticket, for lack of a better term, you know, have some dignity and think about your kid, because the internet's not going anywhere, people. Mm-hmm. So that's my concluding thought, is that, is, you know, think of your kid. I mean, fine, have your meltdown. Who hasn't angry tweeted? When Missy gets drunk, she drunk tweets her friends. We all know
percent
this in this
America.
Room. And wow,
Missy's the person you want on your side when she's drunk.
Sure. My phantom podcast, Watermelon Wasted, that will be coming to you never.
That was so entertaining.
The other day,
you were interviewed by Jump.
I interviewed myself as
James Lipton.
I was posing the question and answering it for the girls. It was fun. I couldn't feel my face for a little while. So, who doesn't have those things? Like, you know, whatever. I don't have an ex that I can angry tweet or text, but.
Well,
I do, but I don't want to talk to him.
In your fictional angry ex that we're talking about, didn't send you pictures of them blow, fucking another roofing, chick, giving roofing somebody else.
If you really want to find out how angry you can get married.
True.
So, but yeah. I think that
hashtag too real.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
hashtag DuckTales.
DuckTales.
How close you can get to anger and not actual murder someone? Get married. So
because you can angry listen or have children. I may not have had angry Twitter texts, an angry Twitter I can't or Instagram.
Angry tweet my kids,
but I can totally angry text. Me and Jeff have had passive aggressive text arguments.
Oh, I don't even do passive aggressive. They're just straight up aggressive.
No, man, you burn more calories if you go for the jugular. But I would say that, you know, Rob Kardashian, if you're listening, send money. But also, think of your kid, man. But same thing for China.
In reality,
China's vagina.
If she's sending you pictures or she's sending you shit to piss you off,
like you, she reply to her
or reply to her.
No, why? But that's what she wanted. Like, you gave her, the thing is that you gave her exactly what she wanted. Yeah, she wanted a reaction. Wanted
the attention.
Some people just do shit. It's
she
like
wants. Listen, she was out of the media.
Want the world. What is what? Like
sometimes just want. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, what was the last time? Listen, before this happened, what was the last time we heard Black China anywhere?
Yeah, it's been a while since her name's been out.
A minute.
Yeah. So what,
and now it's everywhere.
So yeah, because she was getting.
So now next club appearance she can ask for 10 G's more because she's China of Twitter gate.
Because
she's China gate.
She was had Dream and had their whole thing and she was off the radar for a while. What happened? Freaking she's there. She's not getting the media attention that she wants. Amber fucking Rose is doing Slut Walk this week. And how convenient. Slut Walk happens and all of a sudden this comes out and now
they
her name's on everywhere.
For it.
Yeah.
No, but like all of a sudden out of nowhere, so Amber Rose's name is everywhere because of the Slut Walk of the last week, and all of a sudden she goes into a Twitter war. How convenient.
Celebrities aren't that
well,
subtle.
Amber
about
Rose
these.
Amber Rose and China are friends though.
They're best
friends. But she was probably like, look, my name's out there.
Yeah,
I'm not saying she's fighting her, but she's
it's like a really convoluted they posted it like a few months back of like the connection of all these people and like how everyone, because Amber Rose is Kanye's ex
and
that allegedly was still dating him when he was
dating,
like when he and like the Amber Rose and Kanye relationship and the Kim and Kanye relationship are like very like
they're very very close.
They're very close together.
Probably overlap.
Probably.
Allegedly.
But I just think it's funny that like
Spencer Pratt taught me that as long as you put allegedly in front of it, you can't say anything.
Or adjacent.
I can't believe he's still alive.
I'm telling you, procreating. Those people are on the verge of a comeback.
Because they're procreating. There's going to be
I am here for it.
Of course, you are.
I am here for it.
Well, she has if to be. Anyone, she has to keep us in.
I'm here if, for it, and I support you.
If anyone was going to die with like a needle of heroin in their arm, I would have bet good money on Spencer Pratt.
That was very specific.
Wow. Well, I recently rewatched the Motley Crue Behind the Music. So.
That's where it's coming from. I'm just surprised that they've procreated.
Stealing content.
I'm very surprised.
I'm having a boy.
That she's pregnant. I am very surprised that she is pregnant.
I'm surprised they're still together.
Oh no!
That too.
Who else is gonna be with?
Yeah, but that reeked of a
stage
relationship. Or like
toxic relationship.
No, what
that
the
too.
Fuck? Publicity stunt. That shit.
It was. I guess at some point.
Maybe it started that
the
way.
The sun was setting on the hills / Laguna Beach season, and that's about the time that they got married. So, I would have. But I mean, hey, you know, I'll do all the power to you.
That's a weird one.
Mm-hmm. Very.
So can I talk about what I found on Facebook?
What
when
did
we were
you
talking?
Find?
Disney Cards Against Humanity deck is about to be released.
Yeah, I think Jeff posted this in the chat couple chat the other day. I don't know how to feel about this because
you don't curse in Disney.
I love card. I try not to. I really do.
It's what I'm saying. You don't curse at Disney. So
I try.
What happens if does Walt Disney smite you? What do
yes.
you have
yeah.
to do?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Basically, if you curse at Disney.
Wait, now I feel very like three hyenas.
I feel really attacked right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I feel very like I should tread
Listen,
lightly.
You can only curse in Epcot.
Because you're drunk.
Because you're drunk and there's alcohol and it's, you know, that's not a kid's park. Unless you're on the Nemo ride.
So maybe I'll look for another headline I want to talk about.
So I don't know how to feel about it because
while I love Cards Against Humanity and I love their expansions and I think they're hilarious, I don't want to do like associate dirty things and Cards Against Humanity like fucked upness with Disney
because it's Disney.
But are we gonna get a Walt's frozen head?
Time out, because I remember one time I was sleeping over at a friend's house and we were trying to fall asleep and we played that game where you replace
the penis game.
You can say penis game.
On this podcast.
I forgot the name of it.
She forgot what penis is.
And we played the penis game with Disney movies. Whose house was that at?
Wait. I don't know why you're looking at me. I was there.
Oh, I know. It was your house, Stephanie.
So you have a problem cursing at
Disney, but you don't have a problem with the penis game and Disney.
You can't curse at Disney. There's children everywhere.
Sleeping penis.
They need to hear
the little penis.
No, it's super inappropriate.
Beauty like, and I the feel penis. Bad. If you're not laughing right now,
penis
why?
And the beast.
Exactly.
No, but like I've gone to like I go to Disney and like when penis I and I will say things because I
penis
just
king. Sorry,
because I just happen to like emphasize my verb.
Penis king was funny.
Yeah, because my verbs happen to be curse words sometimes. Like just
I'm doing in Spanish English.
I put my emphasis
cursing.
You put your what?
The emphasis.
The emphasis?
My emphasis. And I'll curse and I feel bad about it because then I'm just like, shh, damn it. Like, there's small people looking at me. And then, like,
you're going to hear those words eventually.
Yeah, but their parents should teach them, not me.
I need to get much better at my road rage because I can be, like, fine at home, but the moment I get in the car and, like, somebody fucks up, there's, like, a roundabout. Right outside, like the first thing when I leave my street is a roundabout. People don't know how to react to the roundabout. They don't know how when to go. Like
people get so
who has the right of way.
FIU put in a roundabout when I was going to school there, and
the big roundabouts make me nervous.
I thought people were gonna die.
Yeah,
like I was like nobody knows what the hell to do with this thing. It was horrible.
The people in the roundabout have the right of way. People,
yeah,
and you don't stop. If you're in the main road, you don't stop. You yield. So you slow down, but you don't completely stop. People completely stop and let me in because I'm not like the main.
And then they're going to get rear-ended.
And I was like, one day you're going to get fucking rear-ended. And I'm not going to give you a thank you because if I thank you, that's going to continue this bad behavior. And I'm not going to positively reinforce this bad behavior. I have this whole conversation. And then at some point in the 10 minutes that it takes me to get to the kid's school, I yell fuck 3 times and I need to stop doing that.
Probably.
It's gonna happen. One day they're gonna turn around and go, mommy, fuck.
Well, Nathan does it all the time. Like, we were watching, oh God, what were we watching the other day? That Nathan was like, oh, we were watching Fast 8. We're watching Fast 8.
Probably family friendly.
Well, let me tell you, the car scenes, like, Nathan was like, mommy, the cars. And like, he loves anything with cars. So he was like, oh, about, and like, something happens, and I go, fuck. And Nathan goes, fuck. And I go, shit. And then he looks at me and I'm like, no. Like, damn it, that was back to back. It was like fuck for the movie and then shit for his reactions. It was like, that's just two. Like, and then I was like, oh, look at the pretty toy, look at the toy. Forget what I just said.
So I'm not a mom, so it still surprises me how easily kids pick up things.
Oh yeah,
it still surprises me.
I always talk about Amelia, my little cousin, and last weekend we were at my mom's birthday party, and so my aunt and uncle had two daughters, Amelia and Sabrina, and they both raised the girls to, they're very independent, very, I don't know if a child can be a feminist, but they're very,
I think so.
Yeah. So, but my aunt used to do
this
thing.
They're socially aware.
Right. They're socially aware. So my aunt used to do this thing where she would read, you know, to the girls before they went to bed, but would change the ending to any princess stories too. And instead of like, they lived happily ever after with the husband, like married, she would turn it to be like, oh, and then then Aurora went to the university and got a law degree.
Nice.
She did this pathologically with both of the girls. So flash forward to last weekend, we're at my mom's 65th birthday party, and I was bored, she was bored, so I was like, let's go upstairs and watch TV. And I'm channel surfing, as I do often because I am a professional, and I find Legally Blonde, and I was like, perfect. So I put it on for her. In the beginning she wasn't into it because But then when the whole, when she goes to Harvard and starts going to law school, she's mm-hmm. like, I bet you she's going to be the smartest girl there. And I bet you this and I bet you that. And then my aunt comes up to check, to check on us, because we both kind of
disappeared.
I'm 34 and she's 9, but she's my favorite person in a lot of rooms that I stand in. So my aunt comes upstairs and she's like, what are you guys watching? I'm like, Legally Blonde. And then I looked at her and I was like, she actually is going to law school. And she goes, shut up. And then Amelia was like, oh, does that mean that I could go to, she goes, do I have to be blonde to be able to go to law school? Aww. No, babe, you can go to law school if you want to be. She goes, I think I might want to. And I go, you could do whatever you want to do. She goes, yeah, you keep saying that. And I kind of, I think you're right. I think I can do whatever I want. And I, it's such a gratifying moment for me, because I'm not a mom, and I, but I'm obsessed with all the children in my life, especially my two little cousins. And it's to this moment, to this day, it always surprises me how and you could do good stuff, you could do bad stuff. Like one time she pissed off my uncle stood up from the dinner table and he was getting ready to spank her because he was sick of it, and she's freaked out, and I was out of place for doing it, and I know that I shouldn't, but I instinctive yells like, Amelia, run. And she just takes off and like hid in her closet, and my uncle looks at me and I was like, I'm sorry, I had to give her a head start. He's like, by the time I get to the room and find her, I'm not gonna be mad anymore. And I'm like, then it worked.
That's the point.
So yeah, kids are cool. And Lincoln, when I was babysitting him once, I was like, he was very supportive of me building his train track and was like, way to go, Nina. And there you go, Nina. And then I was like, oh, thank you, you're such a sweetie pie. And he goes, Lincoln, sweetie pie. So now if I ask him and I'll say, who's my sweetie pie? He'll be like, Lincoln, and point at himself. I taught him a trick.
I do like a similar thing with him where, like, whatever, I'm inflating his ego, but I don't care.
Someone needs to, until a little girl like Sophie goes like, ew, I'm allergic to boys. She said that to a little boy today, by
oh,
the
good
way.
For her.
Yeah.
She's my spirit animal.
I tell him, Papa, you're so cute and you're so sweet and you're so smart. So now if I say any one of
you is
kind, you smart, are,
you is important. Important.
that was horrible.
On cue, all of us together.
Anytime I say one of those three,
same thing.
He follows it up with the other two. So like when he's doing the 1:30 in the morning, doesn't want to sleep, but is like hugging me and right. kissing me or whatever, I tell him, you're so cute. And he goes, and so sweet and so smart.
He's like, don't forget. Don't forget these two things too, because I am these things all the time.
Videos that made me cry this week.
Oh, I don't watch videos that make me cry.
Oh, but I do. It's because Neri posted it first and he said something like,
oh, Neri has a daily cry.
Yeah.
Thing. I'm a sucker for it. Vanessa knows this. I think we egg each other on when it comes to family reunions, specifically
military family reunions.
I'll tag her and she'll tag me. It's a sadist masochistic relationship. But he posted this video that I thought was really incredible, and it really melted my heart. Nowadays, it's really hard to find something positive online. And this kid posted this video of him coming out to his mom. It's gone viral. It has 60 million views so far. And he waits for his dad to leave, and the mom kind of like got out of him because he was so nervous to say it. And she was so amazing. And it was a beautiful.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I did watch that one. I don't watch many. I stumbled across it on Facebook because I refuse to watch things that Neri posts anymore, because I know we're heading there. So
He warns you, like, he'll put it in the cabinet.
For what? To cry. Oh, to me. Like, he does it on purpose?
Like, yeah. He'll post things like, ready for your cry today.
Yeah.
And then he posts a video.
So when,
are you not friends with him on Facebook?
Yeah, but I didn't know he was doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's not like he wants people to cry, but it's like he cried over it. Well, because he cried over
he
it.
He cried,
I'm sure.
So everybody else needs to cry. Yeah. That's more the motivation.
I mean, justifies it. But like, I stumbled across it and I saw it, and it was.
Kind of the justification of me tagging you and all Vanessa and all of the military unions, is if I'm going to cry, she's going to cry too.
And this is going to be really,
join
like,
me, won't you?
I will be really petty though. Like, this is going to be sound so bad, but like, I did watch that video and I didn't cry. I was like emotional that the mom like supported the son, and she knew where he was going already. Like,
I feel like she's mom goals.
Yeah, but what drove me nuts about the whole thing is like, I'm watching it, and I was like, oh, you know, like that's like God. Like, if you know, if Nathan, I've always said it, you know, more power to him. Whatever he wants to do in his life, whatever he wants to love, we're going to support him no matter what. But like, I was watching it, and all I'm thinking is, stop flipping your fucking hair.
Me too. That
she does that.
Him.
No, him.
Oh, doing the Bieber shake.
The Bieber hair.
The Bieber shake.
And he does this with his hair.
I mean, he has gorgeous thick hair.
Yes, but it's like, stop it. Just stop. Talk to your mother.
Like, and then he couldn't, like, when she said, is it because you're gay? And he shook his head and started crying. And she hugged him and he goes, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
that
getting
was,
teary. Well, because about that's. It. Come on. You're
what? What is he? What do you think?
I think he's like 15 or 16. He has to be in high school.
He could
like,
be 14.
He doesn't know how they're going to react. This is, we're talking most probably Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably, easy. Like, a very, like, conservative town. This is probably an area. I doubt he lives in, like, you know, New York. Like, Key West, Miami, you know, California. Like, this is middle America where he's...
It's really taboo still.
Yeah, and that's why when she says to him, I just don't want anybody to treat you badly.
Nerd. Such a mess.
She knows that where they are, they are, is probably not going to be the best for him. The fact that they waited for the dad to leave shows that he might not really have the support there.
Yeah.
But I just think that, you know what it is? I recently had an experience at a spiritual event. I'm not going to get it detailed into it, but it was on the anniversary of the Pride Pulse. I'm seeing Pulse shooting that it was actually the date, that 1 year anniversary. And I went to a spiritual event, and I'm somebody that, I mean, I'm not gonna shove what I think or what I need down anyone else's throat, but I need spirituality in my life to feel balanced, healthy, whatever. And I'm trying, you know, I went to this event, and then this person starts talking. It's a hate speech.
Right.
It's a hate speech. And then what pissed me off the most is that he was talking to parents. And so he was trying to use his position in spirituality to kind of say, you know, well, if your kid is screwing up, it's because you're not praying hard enough, or you're not doing this, or you're not doing that.
That's not fair.
And then this guy blatantly goes, you know, I have tons of moms who come and cry to me because their kids come out to them as gay. And I always tell them that there's always a way to fix that. I have grabbed my purse. I could not burn rubber fast enough to get the hell out of that event.
Good for you.
Because, number one, I take that shit personally because I have first cousins, who are gay and had to leave Chile, their home country,
right?
Because they're 30 years behind us when it comes to this whole issue,
right?
So it's literally not safe for them. I mean, people get murdered and they don't go to jail for that stuff. So and my heart breaks for, you know, for kids that are have to be put in this situation. So how are you as a spiritual leader, you know, gonna come down like that? And again, it's not against this. I just think that there's a responsibility that we as a society need to have for our kids, that adults need to take on and say, you know, if stand up and leave the fucking room if there's going to be hate speech against something that could potentially turn, you know, be targeted towards your kid. I think that the adults in our society stop turning on your kids, man. That's
I've said it since pretty much the day Sophie was born. Like, I don't think there's anything my kids could do, anything that they could do that would make me be like, well, you're on your own now, fuck you, figure it out, because I disagree with whatever it is that you did. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna be happy if they, you know, get arrested,
murder somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not gonna be thrilled about that.
I mean, I still might be like, yeah, you fucked up, but there's no way that I'm gonna be like, I don't love you anymore. No. Like,
We don't need to be Ashley Mayer.
I don't understand how people can turn their backs on their kids. Like,
I know a mom
sleep with cops to make sure their kids don't get sent to jail.
I'll tell you this much. And this is why I bow down to parents, specifically moms, because moms hold it down. Dads, I know that you do your part too, but I came from a single mom's, you know, single family home. So, but I'll say this. I know a mom who her son had a psychotic breakdown and murdered her mom.
Mm-hmm.
He murdered his grandmother, who was her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire family had every right to be upset and react the way that they did. That mom stood by her kid.
And that's what he should do.
And he, like, ride or die type of status, not just kind of like see you on the holidays or write to you every once in a while. So I know that a parent's love runs to the bone marrow of each and every one of you. So I just think that for those of us who aren't parents, or if you're in a position of power, maybe take that into consideration and don't fucking talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, on the anniversary of the Pulse shooting, like, that was bullshit. And I got my purse and I walked out, and I was with somebody else, and they're like, "Where are you going?" And I'm like, "I'm leaving. I'm not going to sit here in a room and swallow this fucking hate speech. I'm not doing it." So, yeah. Kids are who they are, and parents should love them no matter what.
I agree.
Very true.
Agree.
I mean, I'm such a hag that I kind of like want one. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be linked.
I told Steph that there was somebody at my job who was getting married, who was going to plan a gay marriage. And I was like, I gave him your information. And I'm in the middle of telling her that. And she's like, "Yes, please." And I'm like, "Simmer down, bitch. I sent him to your Instagram page. I didn't, like, you don't have the job yet." Which I don't think you will, though. But not because of you. It's because of him.
That's fine. I don't care. Don't worry. No big deal.
Guys, we're up past midnight. What party animals?
I know. I'm struggling here.
Yeah. I mean,
I believe in you.
We can wrap. I mean, I'm good.
The wine.
Sure.
Let's talk about the wine. All right. Just a reminder. Today, we are drinking the super vintage 2014 Boggle Vineyards Merlot. And I think it's good.
It was good, yeah.
It's pretty smooth.
Wasn't
the worst we've ever had.
Wasn't the worst. No, definitely wasn't the worst. Definitely wasn't the best.
Wasn't the best, but it definitely wasn't the worst.
I was worried after when we opened the first bottle.
Definitely. I was scared that I wasted $20 because they were like $10 each bottle. I wonder if I can return it now that I opened it.
Probably not.
Mm. You're like, listen,
but how else would you know that the wine is bad?
Mm. It's a trap.
Maybe they'll give you like store credit for something else.
Fine, I got it at Target. I'll take the credit.
She'll go to Target and return the wine and buy a couch. Because that's what you do at Target.
Exactly. Well, today,
Vanessa doesn't know how to shop for couches. She finds potted plants, remember? Ask Neri how well she shops for couches.
You are sitting on the famous couch.
Yes.
I always sit on this couch.
Talking to Christy.
Oh.
Yes, and apparently... Neri had to send pictures to us
of me looking at stuff that was not the couch. But we had already looked at the couch. It's not like I was stopping us from getting to the couch.
You don't go out at IKEA for what you're gonna buy.
We tried to explain that to
just
him.
Like Target. Today I went to Target. I was only supposed to buy toilet paper and wine, which I didn't even need the toilet paper because I found out when I got home I didn't need the toilet paper. But I spent $100.
Okay, hurricane season.
I know.
You're set.
I spent $100.
Exactly. And the only time that you'll have that reaction is if you're going to Target. Nobody goes to Walmart and is excited, but you go to Target for toothpaste.
Walmart is the bane of my
existence.
And you
come out with renovated bathroom and bedroom sets. Mm-hmm. So what is the problem?
I used to like Walmart because it was down the street from my job.
Well,
and then I found Target and I was like, no.
Well, in college, like, I don't remember going to Target as much. Like, in college, when we had to go do something.
I love dorm decorating season at Target.
Well, when I was in college, we had to go, like, when we were doing homecoming or recruitment or some event. Walmart was open.
Yeah, sometimes I have to go there like before
it was midnight, or, like, it was 2 a.m.
late night or something like that, and they have like a decent ish
like crafty section area.
So like if para sobed, you know, sometimes you have to,
like, pero lo necesito.
Or like the night before Missy's wedding when we're all staying in a hotel room and I forgot pajamas.
Nice.
And I'm like, it's either sleep naked or sleep in my bridesmaid's dress.
I also decided the night before I got married that I didn't want to wear my shoes, so Steph and Lisa, or my friend Lisa, went out to Payless and got me flats.
Yeah, we had to go buy you shoes.
Classic. Nice.
Because she wore them to her rehearsal, and she's like, my feet are dying. Please go get me shoes.
So I have my wedding shoes. I only wore them once, and I don't know what to do with them because they're hooker heels. Maybe I'll send them to China Vagina. She can use them on her next victim.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
As long as she sends the podcast money, I'm cool.
Rob Kardashian, send money.
Rob.
I'll take a post, baby. Makeover. You can
Let's run about by Dave and see what he thinks.
He's fine.
You know what? A personal message to Rob Kardashian.
An open letter.
Listen. Wait. Dun dun, the more you know.
Yes. Listen, boo boo. We here at Mamas and Merlot would like to
S-A-N-D-M-E-R-L-O-T.
Very good. We would like to extend an open invitation. We would like to support you and help you through whatever transformation you would like to undergo to make you a better person.
As long as he pays for it.
Oh, no, you have to pay for it. No.
We'll guide you, but you got to pay for it.
Because you're not listening to your mom, your sisters, your lawyers. Come talk to us for a couple weeks.
Strangers.
Yes, come talk to us. We will, you know, support you through your journey. We'll go walking. You want to walk?
We'll walk.
You want to, you know, run. You want to go to surgery. You want to not lose weight and just be a happier person. Do you, boo boo? But get the fuck away from all these people.
Yes.
Take your kid and just concentrate on your kid because this fucking chick is toxic.
Yeah.
So we would like to extend that to you.
See? You can come crash in Oliver's room.
You can look. There's a Batman bed. There's a couch. Look, a nice couch.
And I'm sure Neri would be fine with you sleeping on his magic couch.
Yes.
As long as you pay rent.
Yeah.
No.
He's paying China $16,000 a month, so.
The rent is $5,000, so it's a deal.
It's a deal.
It's a steal for you. It's a
steal for you.
Yes.
We'll slap you into shape.
And we will help you become a super dad.
Yes.
No nannies. No nothing.
We'll show you how to change those diapers.
We'll show you. You see what school drop-offs are like?
Meetings. We got you,
boo boo.
We're still rooting for you, Rob.
Yes, I really am.
I really am.
I rooted for Lindsay Lohan once, and then I got over that. But now my rooting has gone.
Never rooted for Lindsay Lohan.
I rooted for Miley Cyrus too, and I'm glad the D has calmed her down. That's one that she calmed the fuck down. And I'm not trying to say that you need a guy to calm down or go crazy, because I feel like you should be responsible for your own temperament, independent of who you're fucking.
Agreed.
But definitely,
I like that statement.
But definitely, Liam Hemsworth has a positive influence on her crazy.
Yes.
And she's at a 2 right now, and I like her because she's talented, and that's why I was rooted for her, because I was like, you don't have to do all this her chicken cutlet ass on my face in the VMAs was too much for me.
Listen, she can let her freak fly, she can wear some whack ass outfits, that's fine, just no ass humping of Alan
humping
Thicke,
a teddy bear,
a Robin Thicke or whatever.
Yeah,
no, we don't need
he
that.
Fucked up on that one, man.
Well,
a little bit.
Idiot. Yeah,
a little bit.
But yeah, people I'm rooting for: Rob Kardashian, Miley Cyrus, and me, and us.
Mamas and Merlot,
Geek Bro Network.
Yes,
Geek Bro.
Follow them on Instagram.
Yes, so you can, like I said, you can find us on the Geek... Well, I didn't say, but you can find us on the Geek Bro Network, along with a bunch of our brother podcasts that I don't feel like naming right now, but they're there. You'll see them all. There's a whole bunch.
Go to geekbro.net and you will find a slew. I like the word.
A slew of brother podcasts. And there's a whole bunch of boys and us.
Yeah, and some unbearded people. We're going to throw as much shade as we can at that. Until it grows back. Every episode, I'm going to throw shade.
So thanks for checking us out, guys.
Our outro is going to be the Not Right Dream single.
Send us your wine recommendations. Talk to us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
The world.
Gmail, momsandmerlot@gmail.com. And we love your faces and cheers.
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 It's the wrong song.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.